Okay, so we're live. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Digital Nomad Summit. I'm here with Sheree Francis. She is a remote worker. She's a digital nomad online business owner that is going to be teaching us today how she's been able to create an amazing career living abroad in a place like Bali and creating a respectable income. And specifically, she's going to cover how you can make $35 an hour as a remote worker or someone who has their own online business working and partnering with companies around the world. So Sheree, welcome to the show and just give us an introduction of who you are and tell us how you got to Bali.
Hey guys, it is such a pleasure to be on this video with you. You're such an amazing human. But yeah, so I have been a digital nomad for just under 2 years now, and I've been traveling the world for just under 5 years now. And I guess where I started to be a digital nomad was through traveling mainly and just meeting people that were in this space, that they were working from a laptop. And I was just like, oh my God, like, how do you live this life? How do you get paid online? How do you travel for a living, right? And I guess I just started to look into it a little bit more, thinking about being creative and thinking of what skills do I have now that can help me in the online space. So not even necessarily going and getting a whole new skill set, just using the skills that I have now and then thinking of how I can utilize those skills to use them online. And that's exactly what I did. So my background is actually in sales, which is, of course, transferable because every single business needs sales in order for them to operate. And most of my, pretty much all of my roles actually in sales have always been telephone-based roles as well. So that just makes perfect sense. So, of course, I can do that remotely. And I was getting freelance jobs where I was, you know, doing sales for clients and getting around $35 per hour for doing that. And it's great for the business as well because it means that you're actually cheaper to hire. They don't have to pay for an office for you. They don't have to pay you like they have to pay like insurance and things like that. So businesses are willing to pay you more because they don't have essentially that they don't have to have you like they don't have to
have overhead.
Yeah, they don't have any like overheads. They only have to pay your wage, and that's literally it. So you'll find that a lot of businesses will actually pay you more than what you're earning now, just because they don't have those overheads.
Yeah, amazing. So then take us through from where you first started to now. It seems like you have a bustling business. You have a procedure or sort of a structure in how you speak to business owners. So we can go into it. Like, how do you get these companies, you say like, yeah, it's much more affordable for them, but how do you get a company that you just meet online one day to the next day start paying you $35 an hour? There must be some skills and things that people should learn, right, in order to be able to do what you're doing. So if you could share, I know we don't have a ton of time, but we're going to give them as much value as we can. Can you give some tips on how to approach companies like this to actually create jobs for yourself, start creating jobs?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a few different ways that you can, I guess, take these opportunities. And the first way is if you are applying for jobs online, you need to stand out. So you can't just be applying for jobs, not putting in a cover letter, not updating your resume, and just waiting for them to hear back. And what I tend to do is if I do apply for a job, I will never just apply. I always find the person who put the job advertisement out or the business owner. I'll find them on LinkedIn or I'll find their mobile number somewhere and I will call them straight away. So it leaves that personal touch. And then when I do leave my resume, I actually ask for their personal email address or their direct email address and I'll send it through to there. Also, things that you can do as well when you do apply for jobs is sending through a video. So instead of just like, you know, sending through an email, you can send through a video of you telling them about yourself and your experience and why you think you'd be a great fit. So it just really sets you apart from everyone else. The second way, which is actually the most important way for getting these opportunities, is to create your own opportunities.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what I mean by that is actually creating your own role. So thinking about what you're actually passionate about, thinking about the skill set that you have, and the industry that you want to work in. So kind of coming up with a strategy in place and saying, okay, cool, I really love traveling. I am a really good writer. So what I could do is I could contact travel agents in my area, check out their websites and see if there's a gap. So for example, I might look on someone's website and they might not have updated their blog for the past like 5 years, or their social media might be lacking. So that's where I could go in and say, oh, awesome. I absolutely love traveling. I'm really, really good in this space. I'm happy to, you know, write some blogs for you, do the weekly newsletters, and do your social media for a few hours a week. And you'd be surprised at how many opportunities you can create by doing this, because businesses know that this is something that they need to do, but they just don't have the time to do it, right? And they don't even have time to think about it. They're like, oh shit, I know I need to do social media and I know I need to update my website, but I just don't have time, and I don't even have time to put a job advertisement out there, because that again is time and money.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're approaching them and you're saying, this is my skill set, I can help you in this space, are you interested? A lot of the time they will say yes.
Yeah.
So you're essentially creating your own job. You're creating your own opportunity. And that also means that there's going to be no competition, because they don't have a job advertised. So you're the only one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the number one way that I tell people as well. Just create your own opportunities. Just reach out to people, whether that's by email, whether it's by LinkedIn, which is my number one lead generation tool, by the way, LinkedIn, or even just by the phone. Just pick up the phone and just call them. What have you got to lose? You literally have nothing to lose. You only have something to gain.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us an example of if you pick up the phone or if you send a LinkedIn message. Now, don't give them too much of your secret sauce. I know that you coach people on how to do this, but can you give us an example of sort of the introduction, like you're meeting a stranger or a potential employee that you can work for online? What do you say? How do you introduce yourself?
So I actually have a 3-step free guide where I have templates. So I have an email template and I also have a cold call template. So you can head to my website. I'm sure you'll put the link up at the bottom. www.safcoaching.com. So you can download that, and then it literally gives you all the templates on there. So it's just being super friendly and like, hey, it's Cherie giving you a call. I noticed that, just like I always tell people to tell them 3 things that you like about the business. So it shows them that you actually show an interest in their business. And then so you tell them what you like about the business, and then you just tell them things that you've noticed, like, oh, I absolutely loved your blogs and I love what you're writing about and I just love your business in general. But I did actually notice, John, that you haven't actually updated your blog in like 3 years. And then pause. And then they'll be like, yeah, you're right. And then you'll then go into, oh, well, I actually was writing blogs for a couple of travel agents, or I actually absolutely really love writing, and it would be really, really cool if we could, you know, if I could help you write some blogs. And, you know, all your social media. Oh, John, I noticed that you haven't actually been posting on your social media. Is that something that you'd like to do more of? Then he's probably going to say yes. And then that's when you then offer your service. So it doesn't have to be super like professional, super salesy. Just have a conversation, have that conversation. And you'd be surprised at how many people are like, yes, I need you. Let's get started tomorrow. Like I haven't had anyone that's been like, oh yeah, okay, let's get started in a couple months time. They're always like, let's get started in a couple of days. Yeah. They need you right now. Like right now they need you. So it's like mad. Yeah.
Yeah, I really love the way you put it. It's like there's so much need out there in the market, but if you don't know how to talk to business owners, it's really difficult, and you can see why maybe other people have issues with, you know, getting remote work. And one of the things that wanted to speak to you was just because I want to show what's possible. We want to show that I'm a marketer myself. I do have a completely different business model, is that if you can solve a problem, what it sounds like is that you're solving a problem for somebody out there and they're willing to pay for it. So it's just an encouragement to everyone listening, is like, if you have the desire to be location independent, there are thousands, I think millions of business owners out there that will pay you. You just have to get with the right training, the right people. And I wanted to keep it short. We're not going to extend it much longer. Is there anything? I wanted you just to share the fun side. Like, tell us about this lifestyle in Bali. Tell us the best things you love and the things you don't quite like, because I want to show that social side as well, you know?
Oh, my God. Bali is literally insane. I've been living here for 1 year now. And, oh, my God, it's literally like I don't even know how to describe it. The food is amazing, for one. There's an abundance of like amazing food. The living costs are so cheap. Like I pay $320 a month for my accommodation.
Oh, you beat me. My $350. You beat me.
Really?
Yep.
So cheap. The people are amazing. So you're around really, really great energy of people who just fully support you no matter what you want to do, no matter how crazy your business ideas are, no matter how crazy you are as a person. We all just get behind you and fully support you. Which is definitely needed. It's needed to be around people that can help you grow and people that you can actually grow with. That's really, really important. And just the weather, like everything is just amazing here. The events, there's so many free events, free workshops, free ecstatic dance parties, conscious parties, beach clubs, hiking, like nature, like there isn't really much, there isn't anything else that you could ask for. Cool. Like, we literally have everything at the palm of our hands. And it's as easy as just looking at your life and thinking, am I happy or am I not happy? And then just making that decision. If you're not happy, then do something about it. Don't wait around. Yeah. Don't procrastinate. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's essentially what I did when I moved here. I was living in Australia. I was loving it, but I was studying and I wasn't really enjoying my course. So then I thought about it for a few days and then I booked my flight to move to Bali within a week and then just moved. It was literally that simple. I wasn't happy, so I moved. And so many opportunities have happened since that move. And if I never would have, you know, made that decision, all of like my life wouldn't be the way it is right now.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Just taking that leap. Doing that bungee jump like I did a few weeks ago. Just taking that leap of faith and just having faith in the universe and having faith in yourself that you can do it. I think self-belief and limiting beliefs are the biggest thing that holds a lot of us back. And you've just got to chuck that out the window, take that leap and just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that how you put that. So I think it's good to end with that is really to share with people what's possible and share with them that, hey, taking the leap, finding the right information I want to add and getting with people like Sheree, like myself and other digital nomads who have done it, who have proved it, who are living like proof that this is possible and just DM us. Like we don't mind. We're not trying to sell you all the time. DM us, ask us questions, go on our Instagram, read what we're writing, go on our YouTube. And check us out. And where's the best place to find you, Sheree?
So the best place to find me at the moment is probably Instagram. So that's just Sheree, Sheree, .Francis, Francis. So that is my Instagram. And I post a lot on there. I post a lot of tips. And I like to give a lot of value because I like to just give you the confidence that you can actually do this, right? So I try and give you everything that you need to get started today. And you, of course, you give so much value as well, which is just absolutely amazing. And guys, there's literally so many things out there to help you. So just take the opportunity to just read them and just like go through them and just go step by step. And you don't need to like spend thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars or even anything to live this life. You just need to just do it.
Love it. And with that being said, everyone, just so everyone is aware, this podcast was brought to you by the Digital Nomad Summit that's taking place next year, where you'll be able to hear from dozens of experts like Sheree and people who are in diverse fields with e-commerce, with trading, every single way you can make money online and create this lifestyle. You'll be able to learn at the Digital Nomad Summit next year. Go to thedigitalnomadsummit.com to save $500 by pre-registering to join us next year in Bali. We'll see you in Bali, everyone. And with that, this is another episode of the Digital Nomad Summit. Thank you, Sheree. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see
Thank you
on the
so
other
much.
Side. Bye-bye.